The rapture is coming, maybe. Dad bod fanny packs, and it's a record year for the long ball. This is a Wednesday edition of the Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.
Jennifer, I just want to say right now, in case I don't get the chance, you know, it's been great knowing you all these years and wonderful to work with you. And
Just in case. You know, this is it.
Yeah, because we've gotten word, according to the Washington Post, that apparently Saturday will be the rapture.
And this time.
This time it's going to happen.
They mean it.
Yeah.
Whoever they are.
Now, in case you don't know what the rapture is, it is where Christians claim Jesus Christ will return to earth and carry the saved to heaven while leaving earth in tribulation.
For those who remain.
And here we have a Christian researcher, John Mead. Okay, so he told the Washington Post that you know, the rapture won't be the end of the earth per se, just as we know it.
Okay.
So
just to clarify.
Now here's his reasoning for why it's going to happen.
Okay.
The date is going to be, what will the date be? That Saturday, the 23rd. Okay, so.
Did he give a time by chance?
He did not give a time. He just said Saturday.
Okay.
Could be any time. So here's his reasoning. Jesus lived for 33 years. The name Elohim, which is the name of God to, which is the name of God to the Jews, was mentioned 33 times in the Bible. He says it's a very biblically significant, numerologically significant number.
Okay.
So that's his reason.
And that has
reason.
To do with Saturday.
So how
does that tie in?
You know, that's, here we go. Here's how it ties in. He thinks the catastrophe will be caused by a secret planet named Nibiru, which will be passing the Earth Saturday.
Oh, it's not so secret now, is it?
No, it's not. And apparently every noted astronomer says the planet doesn't even exist.
Okay. This seems very well thought out.
Yeah, I know. So, but it's supposed to be happening. You know, we've had a lot of doomsday predictions over the years, you know, and seemed to pan out. Yeah, there was that
guy,
one.
He's like twice, I think, he said, this is it for real. And then the second time.
Yeah.
No, now it's really going to be it.
And the third
clearly
time.
Clearly, we're still here.
Or are we?
Or are we? Good question.
Not a lot of people putting stock in this prediction. Ed Stetzer of Christianity Today says, Mead is a made-up leader in a made-up field and should not be on the front page of anything. there you go. Take it or leave it. That's what is scheduled for Saturday. So if you didn't have anything to do, you know, and maybe you're on the fence with whether you might be right. might be going up or not, you might be stuck in tribulation, maybe you want to get the ball rolling on taking care of that,
do
you
some
know.
Volunteer work or something.
Yeah,
I don't
something
know.
Nice. Do something good for somebody, you know. But really, if you've got plans.
Probably. Might want to stick with
your plans. You'll be fine.
Don't hunker down in
your house. That's according to the Morning Feed. So.
Yeah. Well, Rob, the world might be coming to an end because a dad bod fanny pack exists. If that's not
totally
proof
agree.
Enough.
I saw pictures of it. I'm like, I want the world to end now.
Humanity has come to this.
Yeah.
So a London art director, and this is pretty funny, he talked to a UK's Metro newspaper and said he created this dad bag because he's desperate to have a dad bag. He's desperate to have a dad bod, but he doesn't want the health risks associated with it.
Sure, I was going to say, you can have mine. I'm not even a dad, but I think I got a bod for a couple of them.
And so, you know, the whole dad bod term, whatever, came out, a couple years ago?
Yeah.
A dad bod is a guy who works out, but also has pizza and beer and, you know.
Yeah. He's doing enough just to stay semi-healthy.
Yes, exactly. So this dad bod bag is, it's a, you know, a beer gut. It's hairy.
Yeah.
There's pictures online and, you know, you put it around your waist so it looks like, you know, your guts hanging out of your shirts.
Yeah. It's like you got those two short shirt on.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So it's pretty funny. I love the guy who created it, though. He said he was desperate to have a dad bod, dad bod, but didn't want the health risks.
Well, I love his name.
Albert
Pukies?
Pukies?
Yeah. Well, some of those dad bags make me want to pukey. They're pretty gross.
So if you're really excited about hearing about this, bad news, they're not actually available yet.
Oh.
But you can sign up at thedadbag.com.
I was going to say, is it like a Kickstarter
thing? You want a notification. Apparently, he's still looking for
some funding, probably.
to put these on the market. But I mean, he's
somebody
made them. There's pictures
one.
Up. And but they're not available to buy yet. So. If you have any Christmas gift ideas that you're looking for, sign up now so you give them plenty of heads up, when they're ready.
Thedadbag.com. All right. I can't believe that URL was available.
Yes. Yeah. Just when you think you've heard it all.
Right. All right. Hey, let's go to sports for a minute here. We have a new home run record in baseball for a season. Kind of crazy, Jennifer. There's still 12 days left, so the original home run record going to be shattered.
Oh, wow.
Shattered. But last night, Alex Gordon of the Kansas City Royals hit home run 5,694 of the 2017 season. That breaks the 2000 record of 5,693. Now, it is no secret that home runs are up around baseball, and there's a lot of people, making some accusations that maybe the ball is a little juiced.
Maybe they
remember how the home run battle between, like, your Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire, what that did for baseball and how it really rejuvenated it and how much people love seeing home runs. People are speculating that maybe sometime after the All-Star break in 2015 that the ball all of a sudden was changed a little bit and maybe a little more lively off the bat with the way it was constructed. So,
of course, there has to be a conspiracy.
Of course there
it.
Is. And, of course, Major League Baseball is denying that. They're
of
saying,
course.
No way. There's no way we're doing anything like that. We would never do anything to try and increase ratings or generate more money for our sport.
That would be ridiculous.
It would be ridiculous.
Suggest that.
It does, however, say, sometimes things change in the process of making the ball. We didn't do anything on purpose, but who knows? Maybe
just organically,
something happened.
Morphs,
So we'll have a whole brand new record at the end of the season because teams are hitting a ton of home runs. And
how many? You said there's 12 days left.
12 days left.
Could that? Could we top 6,000? Is that possible?
I don't see any reason why not because we let's see. Yeah, they were. Well, they were. Yesterday there were 17 hits, and now as far as I know, there was no math involved in the morning feed. So, but 17 times 12, you do the math, and maybe we can hit 5,700. Or hit 6,000. Sorry, hit 6,000. Also in sports, adios to Jake LaMotta, the original Raging Bull, the boxer, famously played by Robert De Niro in the movie. He was 95. TMZ is reporting it, and apparently his wife said that he died in a nursing home due to complications from pneumonia. He'd had a lot of health issues recently, and not a fan of the feeding tube that they put in him, and as I know, a lot of people are not. His wife told TMZ that she just wants people to know he was great, sweet, sensitive, strong, compelling man with a great sense of humor and eyes that danced. He was 83-19 in 106 fights, probably most well-known for the six-fight rivalry with Sugar Ray Robinson back in the day, even though he only won one of those fights, but... adios, Jake LaMotta. A couple national days that we got today. I know that you're going to appreciate them because I know you're a fan of string cheese.
Oh, I love string cheese.
I know, right? Who isn't a fan of string cheese?
Do you bite it or do you slowly?
I can't because it's called string cheese. I've got to pull it apart. I got to do it. It's part of the deal.
It doesn't taste the same when you just bite into it.
No, you're right. It doesn't.
Not the same.
It doesn't. I need more, what do you call that, surface area?
Yes.
For tasting, yeah. So National String Cheese Day, National Punch Day. So I do,
as in
not,
Hawaiian
not
punch.
A punch in your face, but yeah, like a Hawaiian punch, a punch, a drink, something delicious like that. I do love like a good punch, like High C with like ginger ale in it or something like that.
That is good.
It's really delicious, yeah.
A little bit of ice cream maybe.
Oh, man. All right. It's too early for that. But it's never too early for pepperoni pizza. And it's a good thing because it's National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Nice.
So if you were going to go get a pepperoni pizza from somewhere, where's your destination? Where does the O'Neill household go for pizza?
You know what? I'm really into Roundheads.
Roundheads.
Lately, yes. I don't know. I thought it was a chain. It's by us. I think there are a few, but it's not as well known. But they make a great pizza.
Pretty good.
Great crust.
Thin
great
crust.
Sauce. Thin crust.
Thin crust. Yeah. Cool. I would. I have just discovered a place called Tortorici's, which I guess has been around for like 50 some years. But
I think I've driven by it a million times, but never actually had it.
Delicious, delicious thin crust pizza, and like you said, it's gotta be that great mix of crust and the pizza sauce and the cheese, and this place like does the mix perfectly. You know, I hate when there's not enough sauce.
Yes.
You know, you
nothing
need,
like a dry pizza.
Yeah, you know, and the cheese is so good. So, yeah, there you go.
Just the right combination.
Yeah. Happy National Pepperoni Pizza Day. Now I need some pizza. All right, we're going to get out of here to get some. So this has been a Wednesday edition of The Morning Feed, which you can subscribe to and review on Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher. And also check us out on our Facebook page and the Rivet Radio Facebook page as well. And yes, I've already said this, but this has been a Wednesday edition of The Morning Feed. Thanks a lot for listening, as always. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.